This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Again, I told you that the blood taking, I didn't think that those warrants were fully done properly. Got to be a little mean here at the end. You've defended it, but Texas court and others have said it's unconstitutional.
Not the way we do it. So I don't know what you're talking about. Believe me, we're doing something unconstitutional. We'd already been sued and lost.
So, like, how do you do it?
We get search warrants. We don't just do it on a willy-nilly. We develop probable cause and we get search warrants and... You know,
but you have a judge kind of rubber stamping it, right? Because the person's not in a court. The judge's on the phone.
Most of the time, the magistrate's right there on duty. So we have a judge on duty.
You have an RV and all that?
We use a phlebotomist at the jail, yeah. And so, you know, listen, I know that people hate that, but, you know, we follow the law. And that's all I can tell you. And when you see so many people dying in my city, in our city, in a city that we love and around the country, you know, don't drink and drive. It's very simple. It's a very, very simple way to avoid getting a blood test. So don't get arrested for drunk driving.
Other topics. We only got a few minutes left. Other points you haven't gotten into that are important for the viewers and listeners out there.
I think that one of the things that's really important right now in this country is for people to not buy into the false narrative that policing is out of control. It's just not. Is it perfect? No. I've seen some really bad policing. I've dealt with bad policing here. We need to do as a profession a better job in some cities of holding officers accountable. But by and large, American policing is better than it's ever been. Our officers are better trained, better educated, better equipped, and more professional than ever. And that is an absolute truth.
Well, I'll say this. I've seen over the years some Austin cops on power trips. I won't even get near 6th Street. There were some good restaurants back in the day down there because I guess they had the special units of cops, some of them that acted like, you know, goons, looked like crazy bouncers. I don't see as many of those. And most Austin police I run into are actually cheerful, helpful, and nice. And that's just refreshing. And so I hope that your brand of policing, because it's gotten better with you here. I mean, I disagree with a lot of stuff you do, but got to be honest, overall it's gotten a lot better, so we appreciate that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and here's the bottom line, folks. Whether you agree with your police chief or whoever, we should never stop engaging each other, because I think that a lot of times by engaging each other, we end up understanding each other. But more importantly, people need to know you're watching and paying attention.
Absolutely. Listen, you didn't know this was going to happen.
Nah.
I was talking to my dad a few months ago. And I said, I really just don't want to give money to churches this year. I want to start giving it, you know, to different groups. I always give money to Salvation Army, Meals on Wheels, things like that. And I don't tell people how much money we give because most of it goes back to the operation. That's where the real profits we make just go into expanding, reaching out. But when the Austin police, you know, have been looking out for many citizens, not just myself and others, they get shot, they get killed. You know, some on the left cheer about it. It makes me very upset. So I'm giving money to the fallen officer who was responding in part to a guy that you guys have reported on here in Texas and California. That officer was killed. I'm going to send money specifically to his family and also to the Fallen Officer Fund in that county. But I wanted to give you this check for the Austin Police Department Charities Program.
Thanks. So that is that's fantastic. Thank you very much. And this is for the Austin Cops for Charities. And that's going to be a lot to them. It'll be really
helpful. Well, that's nothing for the police officers that get run over, you know, out there changing tires or get shot at or killed. And I know that it's easy for the system to blame everything on you.
You just said something, changing tires. My cops, I get letters all the time, help citizens change tires for citizens. And some officers somewhere might think that that's demeaning or beneath them. And it gives me a great deal of pride that our folks do that kind of stuff.
I see it a lot, and that's what good cops do.
Yep. We're here to serve. We're peacemakers, we're peacekeepers, we're guardians, and we're here to serve.
Well, that check is also in part to tell George Soros go to hell.
I don't know anything about that.
He's a known Nazi collaborator, but a communist on top of it, and a billionaire is tax exempt.
Okay.
Art, thanks for coming in.
Good to see you. Happy New Year.
Okay, you can tell Soros you love him.
No, I don't know him.
You know nothing.
I'm Sergeant Schultz.
Yeah. All right, I'll walk you out. Thanks for coming in. We'll be back, folks.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist. Radio talk show host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
His name is Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, a nutjob radio guy.
Talk show host Alex Jones.
A man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Hate speech. Can anything be done to stop the hatred?
I think Alex was the one who took the pro-gun position.
1776 will commence again if you try to take off firearms.
I don't want that man to have a gun.
Alex Jones is a 9/11 truther.
That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Dave?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know it's true.
You're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government, saying that they stage attacks, they allow them to occur in the United States against U.S.
Let's
citizens.
Classified.
Alex Jones may sound crazy.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
He's a conspiracy theorist.
Deeply, I think, racist.
I just got called racist by MSNBC.
He's considered legit among the crazy.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Keep shoving lies at your audience, jackasses. I like that guy.
That is the best.
We have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose.
We have a fog that is descended on our entire nation.
The globalists are going to blow stuff out and blame it on you.
But Hillary's the one who runs the cover-up.
Everything you've heard us talk about is now going to unfold in triplicate spades.
This is real as it gets.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
We did meet the British at Concord Bridge to serve tea, be tolerant, and see how many guns or what kind of guns they came to take. We met them at Concord Bridge, and we blew their punk-ass brains out.
InfoWars has been able to break every record, infiltrate every operation, blow the criminal cover of operatives more than any other institution out there of freedom. And I'm so proud of that.
The notion that Hillary has somehow been an advocate for women, no, Bill rapes them physically, and then Hillary rapes them psychologically.
I hope the enemies of this broadcast, when you lie about us, when you censor us, when you attack us, when you delist us, when you do that, you're signing on to the other side.
These people are of the devil. Let's be very blunt about this.
Raise hell and demand accountability.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The crowd is now moving forward toward the barrier. The police have been telling everybody they are going to shoot if we don't move back.
Their defeat will be ultimately a crushing one.
From the front lines of the information war, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Dr. Edward Group, our good friend, is going to be with us for the rest of the hour. Just briefly on why I had Police Chief Arde Saveda here in studio with us. Behind the scenes, I've talked to that guy, obviously, when he's saying the only good communist is a wink, you know, dead communist, is that guy knows what's going on. He knows how the cow ate the cabbage, and he plays along with the whole liberal, you know, charade thing. And that's what I found with most police. They're not just telling you what you want to hear. That's what really happens when the rubber meets the road is they're constitutionalists. There are some bad ones. They want us to, though, make the whole fight about that because they're the most visible symbol of the government. And we have robots replacing the troops, robots replacing us at the factories by design to displace humanity in the globalist own words. The driverless cars, all of it is to build an anti-human century. Not the American century, like Marco Rubio says, which is a neocon statement, the new American century. Ask, is he a neocon? That's the name of their seminal paper, The New American Century, 2001. We have to come together as humanity and recognize that we're being manipulated by the technocrats using scientific social control. Now, when somebody does you wrong or somebody runs over you or somebody is doing things that are criminal, you oppose them and you stand up against them. But you don't do it just because they're black or they're white or they're a cop or they're a woman. And you also don't just vote for somebody because they're black or white or a woman. You know, we have an interview coming up. It's a joke piece that Biggs did. It translates well on TV, somewhat well on radio, but it's really funny. A Secret to Hillary Coin Toss Discovered is the name of the video. It's up on InfoWars.com, where he dressed up like Hillary Clinton as a stunt, and he comes across women who just, in a cliched way, you know, appear to be into girl power. And they say that. They say, we're going to vote for Hillary because she's a girl, period. And they're very, very honest about that, just like people saying they're going to vote for Obama because he's black, he's black, he's black. That's the famous quote. The lady goes, he's black, he's black, he's black. You know, I mean, I wouldn't vote for somebody because they were white unless they agreed with me and had a good record of that. I mean, I would vote for somebody who was black in a second. A woman in a second. I could literally, heck, I would enjoy seeing a smart woman in the White House that was a patriot. I would relish that. Like, I wouldn't just put up with it. Because I want to kill all these cliches. The problem is, a lot of times in history, you get women that are more diabolical, smarter, and more manipulative than men. There's this idea that women are going to come in and fix everything. The women running all these wars right now. So again, I'm tired of men being scapegoated. I'm tired of any group of humans being scapegoated like we're separated from each other. And that's how we're being controlled. So that's the bottom line here. I'm here to beat the globalists, have our political ideology of liberty take the country back. Now, we're going to get into Dr. Group called me last night and then this morning, and he said, no, I have it. And nobody else has this. I can't believe it. And we have some special reports we're going to air at the bottom of the hour that Jakari Jackson put together on this a year and a half ago on Bill and Melinda Gates and the mosquitoes and engineering them, but that the Zika virus didn't come from Latin America. And this is already broken in the news. But what's new is that it came from the Rockefeller Foundation. They actually own it, Zika virus, ATCC registered VR-84TM. They got it registered, patented, and trademarked. 1947 it was discovered, patented in 1952. And now, magically, we have this top bioweapons expert saying he believes it has been souped up and engineered. So we're going to be breaking that down in a moment. But before we do that, I just had a whole hour, skipped a break, didn't plug anything. I'm going to plug right now. We believe in win-win, folks, treating people like we want to be treated. That's why we develop nutraceuticals with Dr. Group and other top researchers, chemists, scientists, you name it. He's one of our advisors, to come up with products like Anthroplex that is an original product that he made just for us. And this is a base system to make super male or super female vitality work even better. And let me tell you, folks, just the amount of one of the herbs in there, you go to the gas station, there'll be the two or three pills for anywhere from $9 to $25, where you think, oh, I'm paying this much, and you take it, and whoa, it really works. I've never done it. I've talked to folks that have, you know, who have trouble in that department. I don't sell this as a sex aid, okay? The fact is, I sell it as energy, as outlook. And again, it's not like speed, like ephedrine or something. It is natural. It just helps get your body pumping and going in the way you need to be going. And Dr. Group is here till we go to break to tell us about the latest product at InfoWarsLife.com, Anthroplex, that out of the gates, and we do this all the time with a new product, we discount it out of the gates to get you to try it, knowing that you're going to love it. It'll sell out. The amount we have, it might be 2, 3, 4 months till we get more. Just like I told you, DNA Force would sell out, sold out. We don't just tell you it's selling out to create that gimmick artificial scarcity. It really happens until we really get scaled up to where, you know, we don't really run out of the silver bullet very often. So InfoWarsLife.com, Anthroplex, 15% off and free shipping for the next 2 days only when you get it with super male or female vitality. So now let's go to Dr. Group. Group, we're going to break, obviously, in just 3 minutes. And you're going to have the floor when we come back on Zika. Thank you for being here. But get into this for us, if you can, please, sir, why Anthroplex is so important and why you need both this and super male. You'll get great results from my experience with either one. This baby, though, is supercharged, and it's less expensive as well because it uses dry herbs. Obviously, the super male is so great, uses the wet herbs, cold press. Why do you call this the foundation to start the fire, and then the super male takes you to the next level?
Well, we just look at the base problem that's going on right now in all over the world, which is the endocrine disrupting chemicals, the amount of estrogen that men have, the femininity of men, and what's going on even in children right now with low testosterone levels, low sperm count levels, and the problems that in the attack that we're seeing on the endocrine systems of both male and female. So I'm always looking for ways to boost that and to make it more effective and naturally get the body to start producing these hormones and balancing themselves. That's why hormone replacement therapy, low T, all of that is such a booming business right now, because so many people have the problem. So it's really hard when you look at a combination of herbs and minerals that you can put into a formula that will actually help every individual, because technically every man is different. One guy might have severely decreased testosterone levels, growth hormone levels, DHEA levels, hormones out of whack because he drinks tons of fluoride and has an iodine deficiency and everything else. Somebody else might not. So the whole purpose of us constantly working together, Alex, and talking about this for 2 years now is that it took 7 years to develop super male vitality. I mean, we had to find the perfect unison and strength of the individual herbs, find the herbs we wanted to use, put them together, do the cold extraction, the Spagyrex extraction technique that we invented that nobody else in the world has, which actually breaks the cell walls and ferments the plant and adds the salts back in and causes the therapeutic value to be 10 times, maybe 15 times what you would get from any natural supplements out there. And we perfected the Super Male, and we're constantly looking for new suppliers and to make it even better and stronger. But during that process, we also wanted to add a few other things. But there comes a point when you're developing an herbal supplement where you don't want to put too much or too many herbs in one formula, because the more you put in, the more you have to take out, because you have to, you might have 500 milligrams as an active therapeutic dose of Tribulus terrestris, let's say. But if you want to put another herb in there, you might have to back that down to 400, and then it's going to take away the therapeutic benefit. So we wanted to keep the Super Male Vitality strong, but we also wanted to add, because there's such a problem out there, another component that would boost the effects that people can take on a daily basis, men. That included zinc. I mean, we could not figure out a way to mix the zinc in with the Super Male Vitality. And even if we did, we didn't know. We don't want to mess with the Rolls Royce when we know that it's a fine-tuned engine and it's ready to go. So what we decided to do was, how can we add a few other components in there that would actually boost the effectiveness of the Super Male Vitality and at the same time address different issues that the male might have, so sure, it would be a full approach. And one of those was zinc. And zinc is actually necessary for the production of testosterone. There's more and more studies coming out that zinc is essential for hormone balancing.
What is in the goat weed? Well, I mean, everybody says that's so great. You've got one of the purest, strongest organic forms of it. What's so magic about the goat weed?
Well, the horny goat weed was given that name because years ago in India, they noticed that a certain time of the year, this weed would grow, and the goats would eat it, and they would just go crazy with all the female goats. So that's how it was developed. It's called Epimidium. And what that's been proven to do over thousands of years, or at least in the last 100 with the limited amount of studies and tests that have been done on it, is increase sexual pleasure, help balance the male hormones. It can actually be used for women as well. But it really kind of resets and brings the hormone balance, improves sperm motility, and increases testosterone levels.
So it counters the stuff they've been throwing at us. Let's go back. Now, what's the next one? What's the next ingredient?
So those are the two that we added that are not currently in Super Male.
Then it's also got Tribulus.
Tribulus terrestris is in the Super Male Vitality, but this is an extra boost, for example. So let's say you have an engine and you have a race car and you're driving down the street and your race car is super fast, and that would be the Super Male Vitality.
You've got Tonga Cat.
The Tongkat Ali, that's also an ingredient in Super Male Vitality, but those are just giving you that extra burst, that extra burst of ingredients to take you over the edge.
And you know, I don't want to say this is a poor man's version, because it's not. It's got different ingredients. It's got some of the others. It is a little less because it's the dry herbs, even though they're sourced and organic. Still, when you get it, and you know, and there's still fresh fruit before you crush it, which is why we keep running out sometimes. I also said, look, I know we're perfect, everybody loves this and everything, we try to be the best, but could I have a dry herb so that when we run out of the wet herb, I'm not out of Super Male or Female for 6 months like we've been before? And so that's also part of this thought process, is something that does a lot of the same things but for less money that we can keep in supply. But you explain, well, I can't do that. Super Male is the best we could possibly come up with. So we came up with something that is a base for it, has some of the same things, but misses some of the other things. And so overall, it's a win-win. See how it works for you. I know this, and I'm going to be done talking about it, because I want to get into this whole virus situation. I know this, and I hate to get into personal stuff, but I went a year ago, had my blood tested. I took 4 ampules at a top medical doctor just to see how I was doing, to see how high my testosterone was, how high my sugars were, just basically how my liver function was. Everything was great, except I was borderline, I wasn't pre-diabetic, I was borderline pre-diabetic. I mean, I was going into the sugar zone. Since then, making some dietary changes, I've gone back to what they call really healthy. But then I've gone back and had my blood taken, and we're going to publish these facts soon and show people what I've been able to do religiously taking the products. And I'm bad about only taking them a few times a week. I take stuff all the time now. And I take the whole line now. And people can see the difference. I'm going to take my shirt off soon, take a photo. Literally, I've almost got a six-pack. You can see it on the side now, even better than it was 3 months ago. It's insane. My problem is, on Anthroplex, it gets me even more crazed than Super Male. So this is going to be different for everybody out there. But the medical doctor said, hey, you know, you're 40-something. You want some Cialis. Just, you know, nice thing. I'll give you a prescription for it. And I said, I don't really have trouble, doc. But I said, oh, you know, I've never tried that out. I'm 40 you know, years old at the time, 41, now 42, 42 in a couple days. I said, yeah, I'll try it. I took it, barely noticed, okay? Barely noticed. But you take Super Male or Anthroplex, it is dramatic. I mean, it is dramatic. Again, I hate to get into the libido angle of things. That's not, if you go back 3-4 years, how I pitched Supermail. It's the energy. It's the stamina, the better mood, wanting to work out. That's what Shane Steiner talked about and his wife talked about. It's just that that added area is where you know there's a big difference, and there's no debating that what's in this is powerful, because you were telling me yesterday, or maybe it was last week, whenever you were here, you were saying, you know, Alex, no, yesterday on the phone, that's right, it all mixes together. You were like, oh, yeah, if you take a bunch of Super Male and take this, it's like a Viagra. And I said, like a Viagra? This doesn't work as good as that, because then, obviously, I was sitting there being honest, saying, this Cialis didn't do anything. I wanted, as a scientific test, to then get a prescription for the other, and all it did was make my face turn red and give me a headache. And I'm not knocking it. I'm sure it's great for some other people. But how breakthrough is it, how amazing herbs are that God gave us? I mean, it's insane, Dr. Group.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want people to think that, hey, this is something that is just all men need to take, because this is actually for a serious problem that we're suffering from today, and it's called andropause, menopause. I mean, women go through these hormonal changes in their life, and that's menopause. And
ours is more gradual. We don't know. We've already basically hit menopause by 35 or 40 because of the chemicals in the food and water, the plastics.
Exactly. We have an estrogen dominance that's going on. We have low testosterone, altered hormone levels because our endocrine systems are out of whack. And this is actually a solution to help you naturally. Obviously, you want to avoid all the phthalates and the chemicals and the xenoestrogens and everything that's causing your hormone imbalance and the estrogen-mimicking chemicals. And you want to use the iodine to get rid of the fluoride and the chlorine and the bromine. And you want to change your diet and eat organic and all those other things, which help balance your hormones naturally anyway. But the fact of the matter is, we don't get those hormones back. We don't slowly start increasing our hormones as men as we age. We keep declining and declining.
People
and declining.
Ask, where are the men? It's an admitted globalist program. We're coming back to cover the mosquitoes here in a moment and then shift off of this. But bottom line, there is a program to demasculate. There is a program to have chemicals in the food and water and in the plastics, the bisphenol A, on record, that is making male fish and male frogs, both fish and amphibians, turn bisexual or stop reproducing entirely or become female. Because in those species, if they're hit with hormones, they can actually switch sexes in some of them. So some roosters are now turning into chickens. And I didn't believe that when I saw it in the news last year. I didn't know they could switch. But, I mean, it is crazy what the chemicals are doing to everybody. It is just nuts. And then women are sold, oh, it's great to be super feminine. It's not super feminine to have all this estrogen. It's what gives you breast cancer. It's what accelerates your aging. Women have way too much estrogen, too.
If you're a guy and you're not waking up with an erection like 3 times a week, then you most likely have low testosterone levels. So, I mean, you think of how many billions of men out there that are being affected by high estrogen and low testosterone. And believe it or not, it's not when you have high testosterone that you're angry and you're aggressive and you're irritable. It's usually when you have low testosterone is when you're irritable and depressed. And it's not only that. There's a whole list of symptoms that comes along with andropause and low testosterone and low hormone levels in men. Just the way you feel, you get tired in the afternoon. I've heard some guys with low testosterone say they drink 12 cups of coffee a day.
Insane. That burns out your adrenals.
So why not address it naturally with herbs that have been proven year after year after year after year? And
sure, exactly. I mean, because results will vary overall. All I know is dynamite. I mean, absolutely dynamite with the stamina, with the weightlifting, with the swimming, with the I mean, instead of drinking coffee to go on Coast to Coast AM or something when they invite me on, I will go and take five or six quarts of Supermel Vitality, and boom, it has that effect, but it's natural. It's not a stimulant. It gets my body to naturally release the things that stimulate it. Folks, the new product is available, Anthroplex, available at InfoWarsLife.com. Dr. Group, thank you for developing this amazing product.
Thank you.
We're going to come back on the other side and shift gears into how else they're manipulating us, Zika. You're going to get the incredible facts straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get into the Zika virus and the fact that it's HETCC registered VR-84, owned by the Rockefeller Foundation and now deployed. Before we get into all that, remember I had the author of the U.S. and U.N. ratified biological weapons treaty, the global treaty, on last Friday. Dr. Francis Boyle saying he's talked to his high-level genetic engineer associates. And they concur, they've taken Zika and souped it up. Because it now, and he said this before it was in the news, it is being transferred by sex and saliva. But he's saying it could also be a cover for other things in the vaccines that are causing the same type of mutations in utero. So we're not sure exactly what's happening, but boy, it is suspicious. Like Hillary winning 6 coin tosses in a row in all the disputed areas of Iowa. We also have Joe Biggs' piece coming up later where he did the joke piece on Hillary with that in downtown Austin yesterday. But before we do that, here's a report from a year and a half ago that Ja'Kari Jackson did getting into Bill and Melinda Gates and their production of genetically modified mosquitoes.
Now, malaria is, of course, transmitted by mosquitoes. I brought some here so you could experience this. We'll let those roam around the auditorium a little bit. There. There's no reason only poor people should have the experience.
That was Bill Gates laughing about how he plans to use mosquitoes to force Medicaid against malaria. With horrible side effects accompanying voluntary vaccinations, I, for one, want to be in control of the needle, whether it comes from a pharmacist or a mosquito's face. In a world where taking too much cough syrup can send you to the hospital, can't taking too many vaccinations do the same thing? That's exactly what Nazi scientists were hoping for during World War II. They wanted to use mosquitoes as bioweapons to poison their opposition, a dream that was fulfilled when they switched out the mosquitoes for ticks on Plum Island. Years ago, the U.S. government brought Nazi minds to the state under Operation Paperclip to carry out various scientific functions. On Plum Island, Eric Traub experimented with ticks as bioweapons. In the 1970s, Lyme, Connecticut had an outbreak of what is now known as Lyme disease. There have been other strange occurrences that many speculate are related to the work done on Plum Island. So go ahead, opt out of vaccinating your child. Bill Gates and Eric Traub have the medicine. You can find more reports at Infowars.com.
And we're back live. I want to go to another clip of Bill Gates where he's talking about equations at a TED Talk. And showing what numbers have to be brought down to zero, and he points at humans being brought down to zero, and the crowd laughs. And again, I won't go over the background because we won't go into specifics here, but Bill and Melinda Gates and their whole foundation and Microsoft itself is a giant IBM front of Planned Parenthood. His father ran Planned Parenthood, and it's the whole shadow government. His father was in Army intelligence after World War II and basically was in charge of bringing a lot of the science over to IBM. And IBM had financed Hitler from the beginning. Just search Thomas Watson, founder of IBM, with Hitler. You'll see the photos, the films. He won the highest award in Germany, one that Hitler didn't even get. So he was considered the most important man in Germany and would actually travel there during the first year or so of World War II. Just like the King of England had to advocate because he got caught being a Nazi. In pop culture, they tell you it was because he married an American woman. Pure bull, though she was a big Nazi. We're not saying it's a Nazi conspiracy. We're saying that the technology, the ideas that kind of came from here, went to Germany and then came back home to where they came from. So let's go to Bill Gates talking about population control.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
You lower population.
But there we see an increase of about 1.3.
Oh.
Now, malaria is, of course, transmitted by mosquitoes. I brought some here so you could experience this. We'll let those roam around the auditorium a little bit. There. There's no reason only poor people should have the experience.
Poor people.
And again, I didn't give much direction this morning. There's another clip where he talks about bringing the number down to zero specifically, and I laugh. That we'll find that and get that. I saw Rob do it in the studio. We'll see if he sends over the specific longer one I want to get. But it's important to focus on this gate stuff. We'll create a super clip of it in the near future. But this is his known background. This is what he stands for. He gave a Bill Moyers interview 20 years ago that we found clips of online where he breaks down his whole plan. So here's a mad scientist involved in weather weapons, a guy involved in controlling our schools, our education. He's the biggest funder of gun control in the U.S. Then it's Bloomberg. He's the guy running the elections in Iowa and many other areas. He's involved in everything. And now here he is. Let's get into Zika, Dr. Group, and what you think's going on. New weapon to fight Zika, the mosquito. When it comes to killing humans, no other animal even comes close, Bill Gates, whose foundation fights disease globally, has written. So hiding in plain view, and then we have Zika virus, ATCCR-BR84, owned by the Rockefeller Foundation, blood from experimental forests, sentinel rhesus monkeys, Uganda, 1947, and now it pops up in Latin America. And tell us what it supposedly does, Dr. Group. You've got the floor.
Well, there's no doubt that this is bioengineered. And the scary thing is when you start messing around, we know how bad GMO crops are, but GMO animals, we know about transhumanism. We know about all the experimentation with genetic codes being spliced into animals. Now we're talking about genetically modified mosquitoes and created bioweapons. I mean, they can say they found it in 1947 in Uganda in the rhesus monkey. And then the Rockefeller Foundation back then involved in different types of bio warfare and vaccine production and viral studies in South America went ahead and patented that virus. Why is it that all of a sudden it's showing up now? And the scary thing about genetically modified mosquitoes is mosquitoes are a vector. It's just like a needle. It's just like a vaccine. So all of the people that are out there saying, well, I don't want to be vaccinated anymore. Well, guess what? You're going to have genetically modified mosquitoes running around and flying around everywhere.
And he admits that's his plan. In fact, he's the one pioneering vaccines in fruit and vegetables where it grows pharmacologically in the fruit. You don't have a choice. He's all about making you take it. And I guess they're making us take Zika.
If you trace back the Zika virus to the Rockefeller Foundation, and then you look at Oxitec, which, by the way, mysteriously was just bought out by Intrexon, and if you trace back the board of directors and everything like that for Intrexon, is majorly owned by Fidelity Investments. I mean, you can look at, you can easily just keep going back and tracing this whole trail. The question is, why? Why all of a sudden? I mean, every 2 years we have something, usually exactly in 2 years. I said last time with Ebola that was a test. You agreed that was a big test to see how the public was going to react with the fear, everything else. We knew that there wasn't really going to be a vaccine, even though we heard they were working on one. I think with the Zika virus, it's, well, number one, Intrexon's stock has gone up, the genetically modified mosquito production company. And,
oh, isn't that just cute?
And now, all of a sudden, they said today that there's an Indian corporation that has two vaccines. So with this, you're obviously going to look at getting people sick, reducing the population. You're going to look at vaccine production, of course, and you're also going to test and see what this does to the environment and how it affects all phases of different animals as well. Right now, I just saw the other, just a few minutes ago, actually, that this company in India has developed two vaccinations. Or, I mean, anytime stuff comes like this comes out, this has already been in the works for years and years.
That's what we said. I bet there's going to be a vaccine. It's already being made.
And
how convenient.
The company, I can't remember the name of the company in India.
We'll just Google it. Yeah, Indian company. I saw it yesterday. Indian company develops Zika vaccine. You can pull it up, guys.
Yeah, funded, by the way, by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Of course.
Yeah. So the best thing you can do, in
there
my
it is.
Opinion.
World first Zika virus vaccine made in India, claim scientists, Bill and Melinda Gates funding it. Thank God they love us.
So the big story here is, what, pay attention to this and be aware that if this can happen, also you have to look at what's going on in Brazil. Why are all these mosquitoes being released in Brazil? Well, you have the Olympics in Brazil, Summer Olympics in 2016. You're going to have representatives and people, contestants, athletes, fans from every country in the world in one central location. And that's where they're releasing this virus. So it's a perfect vector to spread this disease all over. Now they say it can be...
But even better, then everybody's got to have the vaccine when you, quote, get your shots to go to Brazil, and then who knows what will be in the Bill and Melinda Gates developed Zika vaccine.
Exactly. The vaccine, and now they're telling people not to have babies till 2018, and the pesticide levels that, what I hear, are going to be sprayed not only in South America, Brazil, but all over the world.
The USDA just approved a new Super Roundup herbicide. I've got that article right here, actually.
Right. So you're going to have billions and billions of tons of extra pesticides being sprayed upon us, and you're going to have more hospital visits, which is good for the pharmaceutical
company. Let me ask you this question, Dr. Group. Why isn't anybody other than the top bioweapons expert in the U.S. and us and a few others pointing out this is suspicious, that Bill and Melinda Gates, they're connected to Zika, they say they want to reduce our population, the White House science czar wants to do it, you've got the Rockefeller Foundation owns it, they're developing a vaccine, they're the usual suspects. I mean, why are they so obvious about what they do? I think it's where Bill Gates opens up the mosquitoes in the crowded room and says, it's okay, it'll reduce our population, and points at the board with an equation to bring us down to zero. I mean, he's just there doing it. He goes, there's no reason only the poor people should have to go through this. And he's actually telling you metaphysically what he's doing to you in front of you. For some reason in lore, that's what bad guys have to do. They have to tell you first what they're going to do.
Well, see, the genetically modified mosquitoes are males, and what they're designed to do is mate with the females in nature. So what you're doing is you're taking a genetically modified mosquito made by man, and you're introducing it into nature, which is a natural mosquito. So automatically, you're going to have alterations in genetic codes for the offspring. So what it's designed to do is stop the female mosquito from replicating that Zika virus, and it's supposed to kill the larva. The problem with that is, and the reason, if you look into the research, why all those mosquitoes were released in Brazil.
You can actually soup them up. It's actually, they're souping them up, claiming it's an eradication program. And after they do that, suddenly it explodes and gets worse. So the headline is, after Bill and Melinda Gates tinker with Zika, it gets worse.
Well, what they're failing to mention is the fact that Brazil has the highest level of tetracycline, which is an antibiotic, of any other country. And more tetracycline is used for animals and humans than anywhere else in the world. And there's high levels of tetracycline in all the water supply.
That's right. We think America is cheating with chemicals and with drugs for the animals. You think we have beef, folks? We have nothing compared to Brazil or Chile or all those countries. We don't produce the beef here. And absolutely, they are just feeding them whatever they want down there.
Well, what happens is these genetically modified mosquitoes, if there's in presence of tiny, tiny amounts of tetracycline, it does not kill the larva like it's supposed to of the female.
It makes them drug resistant, including the Zika.
Yeah, so they've even admitted up to 15% of the mosquitoes are now new strains of mosquitoes that are being developed with the Zika. So it doesn't even, with the tetracycline in the water.
And by the way, imagine all the thousands of cross-species chimeras, the pharmacological crops. Now, zoologically, you don't get diseases your dog does, but now, forget dog, we can get insect diseases. I mean, we are just breaking all the bonds and allowing everything to jump cross-species. Totally insane. Here's an example.
Perfect.
If just putting ducks next to pigs in China and their feces runs together in slurries gives us almost all the super flu, just running those two viral groups together, imagine what splicing them does.
It's only
a matter of time until some super bug gets released. I mean, I'm sorry.
It is. That's why it's so important to know about how to keep your immune system strong, to where you can look at all of this stuff and all this fear-mongering and everything else out there, and not necessarily fear-mongering. I mean, I can't help it. If I go out in my yard, living in Houston, where we have mosquitoes all over the place, as a matter of fact, just today, they confirmed somebody in Texas got the Zika virus from sexually transmitted, and now they're saying through saliva as well. But...
And by the way, that's what Dr. Boyle was saying 2 weeks ago.
Yes. Yeah, I watched that interview. That was great.
But he said that last Friday, but we were reading his papers a week and a half before that. So he had his sources saying this before it came out. And he's saying it is a bioweapon. It's been souped up. And now we have a directly linked to it. In fact, we should get him back on now with all this new info.
So the solution to that for everybody listening is just keep your immune system strong. You know, get lots of sleep. Don't stress out. Take vitamin C. Take some zinc, by the way, which is an Anthroplex. You know, keep your body cleansed. Keep your self-healing mechanisms strong. There's a lot of different herbs out there. Oregano oil, iodine. There's silver.
They also admit that one flu shot cuts your immune system by 50% for at least a year. I mean, no wonder we're so sick. The vaccines people are taking lowers their immunity, and then they're incubators for all these bugs.
That's right. And I tell you another thing. I haven't looked into this, but it wouldn't surprise me if whatever company owns Off and all the toxic mosquito repellents, which just add to the problem even more because now you have people spraying that stuff all over their body, all over their kids, and those are some of the most toxic pesticides and phthalates and fragrances and chemicals that are just going to alter your hormone levels and shut down or alter your endocrine system anyway. So if the mosquitoes and the Zika virus have been bad, look at all the things that's going to come from the pollution in the water supplies from all the pesticides and then all the people that are in fear and are spraying. I mean, I know actually people in Houston right now that are spraying their kids down before they go to school in the morning with Off.
Even though normal Zika is just a mild fever, are they worried their kids are about to get pregnant? I mean, don't you have to get bitten by and be actively dealing with Zika when a baby is gestating to actually have the problem?
I don't think we've really come to analyzing the different types of symptoms and problems we might be dealing with yet.
All right, stay there. Let's talk some about that on the other side. And we do have the Bill Gates zero population clip ready. When we come back, I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The basics of all this, but I don't have time to sit there and read 50 pages of the company's own announcements, how they've imported these mosquitoes all over the world to the places where Zika is popping up. And the OX513A has a regulatory approval for import and testing and contained testing in Brazil, Cayman Islands, France, India, Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, U.S., and Vietnam. Open field trials have taken place in both Grand Cayman and Malaysia and are currently also underway in Brazil.
Right there.
So they released the mosquitoes, and now Zika pops up. They're mosquitoes with Zika that are supposedly to fix Zika. But Bill Gates, the guy that wants to get rid of us, and notice in the TED Talk, he's like, we will reduce population by giving you better medical care. In fact, we have the full clip now, or the other part we didn't play, from the TED Talk. Here it is.
So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero, and that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now, that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3.
All right, and then I'm going to make a whole thing on this because this is a weird wormhole of these Gates quotes over the years here. And everybody's doing a great job. I just didn't do preparation before. But he then goes on to say we're going to reduce this to zero, and everybody laughs. So tonight on the news, we're going to add that. I'm going to shoot a special report on that if hell doesn't rain down from heaven. Now, continuing here, Dr. Grube, how do we reach out to people to get them to become aware of that all of this is going on?
Well, I think the best way, I mean, all you're getting from the mainstream media is obviously not the truth. And I think with anything that could possibly threaten you or your children, you need to take it upon yourself. I mean, obviously watch your show, do some research, type in Zika virus, type in, I mean, you can trace it back just like I did. I mean, you can go to the OxyTech website and read all about it. It's right
ridiculous.
Out in the open. I mean,
why is no one saying they released genetically modified mosquitoes that all the top experts warned about that supposedly killed Zika, and now it's got, and now it's mutated and is worse?
I mean, the thing is, the research is out there. It's just what are they trying to accomplish here? I mean, obviously accomplish vaccinations, obviously accomplish fear, but I would say that just be aware and know what you need to do, how you can protect yourself, how can you keep your immune system strong, have antiviral or at least immune-boosting herbs ready.
And just know that whatever hysteria they drive isn't what keeps you safe. It's like the H1N1 flu bug 6 years ago that they said take the shot, it protects you. Turns out that was a simulant in vaccines the year before, hidden on the company's own website. Again, I couldn't believe it. They released a simulant that wasn't even making people sick, that then lowered your immunity to other flus to then kill people.
Well, just think if you had a genetically modified mosquito with, who knows if the Zika virus, how many modifications have been done to that, to the RNA. And you have mosquitoes going around, and there's other viruses in people's blood. And you have a mosquito that goes into one person and injects this, and it's a genetically modified cells from the genetically modified mosquito going into you and mixing with other potential viruses in your blood or in the air or in animals.
Incredible. Incredible. Dr. Grube.
Snowball.
I'm going to come back with a Joe Biggs report. Going out the break, I'm going to play a short segment from it where he talks to these women. They say they're voting for Hillary for girl power. Let's go out to break with that.
Well, you know, why am I voting for you?
Yeah.
Girl power.
That's it?
That's it. We'll be back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.